The Sickies.
Oh, no.
That's not a very nice title for a story, is it?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Mr. and Mrs. Sickie lived with their four children a long, long way from the hospital, which was a terrible, terrible nuisance. It was a nuisance because Mr. and Mrs. Sickie and their four children were always sick.
Oh, no.
And so Mr. and Mrs. Sickie sold their lovely house in the countryside to move next to the hospital in the middle of the noisy town. They were so sick, they even called each other by their Sickie nicknames. There was the oldest brother, whose real name was Harold Sickie, but was known as Harold Headache because he always had one. There was his younger brother, Sammy Sickie, who was called Sammy Stomachache because he was always complaining and holding his tummy. Mr. and Mrs. Sickie also had twins, both girls. There was Tamara Toothache because her face was always twisted in pain, Pamela Pimples because she was always scratching her spots. That's enough. Mr. Sickie's name was Robert, but he was known in the family as Rumbles Robert, because that was the sound from his stomach all the time. And their mother was called Harriet Hiccup, not because her name was Harriet, but because she hiccuped all the time. Like that. So you see, they were all a very noisy family, with the moaning and the scratching and the yelling and the hiccups.
Oh no, oh no.
But, like all good families, they shared everything. And most evenings, they would sit around the dining room table and tell each other how sick they felt. But one day, there was a knock on the Sickie's front door. An inspector had arrived from the hospital. At the hospital, they could not understand the family at all. They were swallowing a fortune in pills and medicines, and yet none of the family ever seemed to get better.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Are you all taking your medicines?
Asked the inspector. He spoke with a high-pitched voice like that because he was a very high-pitched man. Do you know what a high-pitched man is? I bet you don't. Well, neither do I, so that makes two of us. The family nodded. Yes, they all took their medicines regularly.
Let me see the medicines you are taking, said the inspector to Harold Headache.
Harold got up, but not without holding his painful head. He came back, walking very slowly so as not to shake his head too much, and put a big bowl on the table in front of the inspector. The inspector looked in the bowl with amazement. His mouth dropped open and he gasped. Inside the big bowl, and really it was a very, very, very big bowl, were hundreds and hundreds of pills. There were red ones, green ones, yellow ones, and even blue ones.
What are all those? Squeaked the inspector.
They're all our pills, chanted the family.
But they're all mixed up.
The inspector's voice was now so high it was making his toes curl. Of course they are, said Harriet between hiccups. Then we can all choose the colour pill we like.
Oh no, oh no.
I don't like the blue ones.
Oh, groaned Sammy Stomachache, holding his tummy. Sometimes I take a red one, and sometimes I take a green one.
Oh, oh.
Pamela Pimple stopped scratching her spots for a moment. I take a different coloured one every day, she pipped.
I don't care. I just grab a handful, Tamara Toothache grumbled.
But you mustn't share medicines.
Suddenly, the inspector's toes uncurled and his voice came back to earth.
If you have a headache and you take someone else's medicine for a stomachache, it won't work.
Oh, no.
Didn't think of that, stuttered Sammy. And if we take a medicine for a toothache when we have a rumble tum, that won't work either.
Exactly,
cried the inspector. Quickly, he took the bowl to the hospital and got a chemist to sort out all the pills, then returned with them in little jars so each member of the Sickies could take their own medicine. Within a week, everyone in the Sickies' house was cured and well and happy. Now that was good, wasn't it?
so happy that Mr. Sickie sold the house next to the hospital and went back to their old house in the countryside. In fact, he was so happy, he decided to change the name of his family because Mr. and Mrs. Healthy sounded so much better than Mr. and Mrs. Sickie.